The fall movie season is underway. Here's the ever-colorful Mark Jordan Ligon to review what the critics think this weekend. It's Slate's Summary Judgment.
British actor Simon Pegg, who you might remember from Shaun of the Dead or Hot Fuzz, now stars in How to Lose Friends and Alienate People, loosely based on the memoir by Toby Young. Pegg plays an abrasive journalist who doesn't care about burning bridges or snubbing celebrities as long as it makes for good copy.
The hamster thing that you play in the film.
It's a chipmunk.
Whatever.
Is that gay? It's a chipmunk.
I know, yeah, but is it a gay chipmunk?
It's a kid's cartoon. I don't think chipmunks can be gay.
So it's straight? Straight chipmunk?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, got that. Now, are you gay?
This film seems to have lost and alienated most of the critics. USA Today growls, gets muddled in slapstick and crude humor, and The Hollywood Reporter warns Pegg is likably smart and obnoxious, but he's swimming upstream in a feature that substitutes slapstick for scathing wit. And for those of you who remember Martin Scorsese's 80s comedy After Hours, well, here's a sorta kinda teen version of it with Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist. Michael Cera and Kat Dennings play two mismatched people who nevertheless bond over musical taste and go off on an all-night quest to find a legendary band's secret show in New York City.
Can I just ask, what did you see in her? I could floss with that girl.
This is your friend that we're talking about?
Okay, forget it. I can't do this.
Do what?
Just make a U-turn and take me back to Ludlow, all right? I'll find my own way.
Perfect.
I refuse to be the goody bag at your pity party, Nick.
Overall, the nation's critics dig Nick and Nora. The Wall Street Journal shouts a bright little screwball comedy, and the Los Angeles Times cheers a nice blend of broad goofiness and sophistication with two appealing leads who bring it to life. And if any of you have in your DVD collection Down and Out in Beverly Hills and Beverly Hills Cop 1 through 3, well, I'm sure you're going to go see Beverly Hills Chihuahua. Take the kids, take your BFF, even take your dog whisperer to see this family comedy about a spoiled, snooty chihuahua who gets lost in the rough streets of Mexico. Drew Barrymore voices Chloe the pampered pooch.
Rachel doesn't look so bad.
Oh, you don't know the half of it.
They all look so cute in their little outfits.
You didn't have to dress her. She's so picky.
Rach, you're talking about a chihuahua.
She's not just any chihuahua, Angela. She's a bossy, arrogant, manipulative Beverly Hills chihuahua.
I need to cool off.
Seattle Post-Intelligencer chuckles, very slick and small children will enjoy it. Variety thinks Beverly Hills Chihuahua will please the young pups, and The Onion offers paste for little minds with short attention spans. Wow, that last one doesn't even pertain to kids, just most of the world. Wow, that's a huge demographic to be chasing. Well, at least Beverly Hills Chihuahua got made. There are plenty of other city-friendly talking animal movies that'll never see the light of day. Pittsburgh Parakeet fell apart over creative differences and too much time wasted staring in the mirror. Jacksonville Gerbil shut down after its lead was found in his trailer hyper, wild-eyed, and his fluffy little cheeks stuffed with drugs. Ah, showbiz.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer living in Los Angeles.